Ah, Sam. Good to see you. How can I help you?
Hello, Star. Actually, I was hoping I could talk to you all for a few minutes. I need your help with something.
All of us? You mean...
If it's not too much trouble, yes.
Well, Dipper is at school and Bert is at the recording studio. Right now it's just Dan, Aurora, and I.
That should be all right. Well, Bobby's birthday is coming up.
Oh, and you want to have a party over here? What's wrong with your place?
Well, Star, the problem is that I have an important client that's in need of my assistance. And with this particular client, I've been asked to fly out of town to be with him for a week. I really don't want to bring Bobby along, as I wouldn't be able to spend the time with him and he has schoolwork to do still. And with the fact that it's also his birthday next week, I feel bad dragging him on a business trip. I know you're all quite packed as it is, but I couldn't think of another solution.
Ah, so in addition to the birthday party, you want us to give him housing for a week then? Well, I don't have a problem with that, and Dipper, I'm sure, would be thrilled. Come on in, let's discuss it with Dan and Aurora.
Hello, Aurora. Hello, Dan. Could I talk to you both for a moment?
I overheard what you were saying to Star. Who is this client, if I may ask?
Well, without divulging too much, the client's actually someone from a group I remember being in Rock Band Wars, the Hunters. They're on tour at the moment and frankly can't cancel without stiff penalties. It's simply less expensive for them to have someone travel with them for a while, and since I seem to be effective, the chore fell to me.
Oh, well, I can see how that can be. After all, I was gone for several Dipper's birthdays.
Dan, don't start in on your guilt trips again.
Sorry, you're right. Bobby would be more than welcome here.
Thank you all. But are you sure it won't be a problem? I know it's quite crowded.
Well, yes, but he can stay in Dipper's room. I'm sure neither of them will object to that.
Wonder why my dad's over here.
I don't know. Good thing we found that note, though, huh?
Yeah, though I would have just assumed he was working with a client.
Hi, son. How was school?
It was fine, Dad. Is something wrong?
Sort of. We were actually just talking about you, Bobby.
Why? What did I do?
It isn't anything you did. How would you like to spend a week with Dipper over here and celebrate your birthday with him?
What? Really? I'd like that a lot, sir. Are you sure it won't overcrowd you all with me and Dad here?
Bobby, remember how we talked about there being certain cases where I would have to leave for a few days?
Yes?
I have another client that needs my help, son.
Please tell me you're joking. Not again. You're not going to leave me now, too, are you?
Absolutely not. Bobby, I'd never put you through that again. I still feel bad about it happening the first time. That's actually why I came over here. I didn't want to force you to come with me on a business trip for your birthday, so I thought I'd ask Dipper's parents if they would let you stay here this time. That way you could still spend your birthday at home with your best friend.
You promise you're coming back?
I promise. Besides, you spend so much time over here, I'm beginning to think you consider this a second home.
Bobby, don't worry. You'll be so busy having fun here, you won't even notice how fast the time goes. Your father will be back before you know it.
And you know you can call me any time.
Dipper, do you want me to stay here with you?
Are you kidding? This will be great! A whole week together, you'll be just like family! Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family. We've taken to you so strong. It's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares? Whatever we got, we share. If it's your chance to be, we should see some harder days. Empty larder days. Why grouse? Always a chance that we can get less to foot the bill. Then the drinks are on the house. Consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss. For after some consideration, we can state, consider yourself one of us. Consider yourself
at home.
Consider yourself
one of the family.
We've taken to you
so strong.
It's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself
well in.
Consider yourself
part of the furniture.
There isn't a lot
to spare.
Who cares whatever we got we share. Nobody tries to be la-di-da or uppity. There's a cup of tea all day. Only it's wise to be handy with some earplugs, for when Birch begins to play, consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss, for after some consideration we can state, consider yourself one of us. Come on, Bobby, let's go to your place and grab some stuff so you can spend the night.
Are you sure it won't be a problem?
A problem? Nah. Maybe I can talk Mom into letting us have a pizza night.
With pepperoni and sausage?
Is there any other kind? If it's your chance to be, we should see some harder days. Empty larder days, why grouse?
Always a chance that we can get less to foot the bill.
Then the drinks are on the house. Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family. We've taken to you so strong. It's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares whatever we got, we share. Nobody tries to be la-di-da or uppity. There's a cup of tea all day.
Only it's wise to be handy with some earplugs,
for when Birch begins to play, consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss, for after some consideration we can stay. Consider yourself, consider yourself.